Allowing in the
phone. Now that you got my ire up, I'm going to tell you a quick story.
No, yes, I'm muting you, yes, Dennis. Don't, you're fucking just creating a scene. We don't
all
need
right.
it. Let's
unmute myself.
First of all, Ginny's not here.
All right.
Well, who put that person on mute? Who put Ohio on mute?
Yeah, that's the question.
No,
that's
no.
the issue.
What are you talking about? Ginny's not here. I'm right here.
I know Ginny.
It's Altamont. Altamont.
Just allow Ginny to come in. Relax and allow.
Yes.
I'm going to relax and allow all of you.
there's an Altamont creeping among us. Someone's going to get smoked.
Who put her in the control of the switchboard all of a sudden?
I'm going to give you some Altamont, Bob. Here I am just being in my executive
Hey, that's how it likes it. Is that Sash's laugh? That is Sash's laugh, isn't it?
Gene.
Oh, okay, well, that's interesting. She's much like Sasha.
I'm just being in my executive producer role, trying to support you, Bob, in achieving the desire of your heart.
Are you going to mute me? Well, then I can unmute myself. Come on, mute me. I don't even know which one I am.
Oh,
I got to
keep...
Mute me, but I don't know where I am. I've got to keep an eye on all of them. Okay. Oh, I look. There's that. There it is. It's got a red light beside it. I think that's it. Right up there, anonymous. I'll keep my eye on that one. But Ginny,
this is so like Rewrite. There's all the, you know, really cool material. Then there's a shut up, don't you talk. And then there's the deep conversation.
That's right.
And then there's like, what do you mean Ginny's here? Ginny's not here. Who's that voice?
And Ginny stays in queue, a coup and click. It's all executive producer.
I think we'll go back to something somber and very serious.
Yeah, okay.
And we will all deeply think.
Deeply think.
Or not
think,
a good
phrase
because
there.
We can't allow thinking.
Deeply think. That's a good way to say it. Okay, how about
okay. Greg and I were the ones who went out and had the champagne. You guys sound like you've had
drunk. So few. You drank, we got drunk.
What do you mean, champagne? We've had Bob-gism. Like, get over your champagne.
You fool, Ginny. You went and spent $100 fucking bucks and you're not drunk. And we're drunk.
Oh, my God. Great.
This is great.
See what happens when you read the switchboard?
I got the sweetest hangover.
Oh.
Bob just had a, Ginny, Bob just had a quart of ice cream.
Yeah, so I got sugar going through my veins. I'm fucking dangerous for next.
And it's
season.
So fresh, you can hear the crunchy crunch of the peanut
yes.
butter cup. I got jealous at that point. Very jealous.
Oh,
very
yeah, Ginny, I'm retrieving the eating into the client's ears. Right? You guys can hear me eating?
We're clients? What are we buying?
Yes. Okay. We should try to finish. We should try to finish. It's good, but that was a big chunk. Now I get a few short ones. Then I'm tempted to fucking play the original Rewrite. What do you think of that, Ginny?
Oh, my God.
Go, Bob, go.
Yeah, go, Bob, go. I get respect when I start talking like that, don't I?
You get respect from people who know you're not, who think you might be. I know you're not serious about that.
Hopefully you're doing that new reverse psychology.
He's
on
high on ice cream. You can't trust what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Bob, no, you don't understand. Bob would never play the Rewrite ever in a million years. He
go,
can tease
Bob,
you
go,
all
go,
he
go,
wants.
Go, go, Bob, go, go.
Okay.
That's not for anyone else to hear.
That's right. Okay, shall we let Dennis tell a story? What do you think?
Sure. Who?
Yeah. Who?
Who's
yeah, who?
A story? I didn't hear.
Dennis.
Yeah, let
Dennis.
Him. Yeah.
Oh, he probably left.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I think he left. He didn't have the... Did you leave Denny?
Denny did not leave. Then he can't tell his story. He's leaving.
Yeah, you're
in my car. I gotta go do it.
Denny. It's fucked up. We can't hear you.
Yeah, you're too close to the mic.
I can't tell a story. I'm leaving.
That's all right.
I got a job to do.
No, we want to hear it. It's just all muffled. Can't you just can't you get back to where we can hear you and just tell the story quick? Yeah. Thank you.
That Debbie is weak. It's wicked, man. Deb's a fucking psychopath. You can just hear it the way she does it.
Okay.
I feel so much better now.
Oh, Denny. No, Denny's saying something. Yes, Denny. Do you want to speak?
Yeah, I'm saying goodbye. I'm going to do something. I'll tell the story if I ever have to again. Goodbye.
You what again?
Anyway, I will tell the story some other time. Goodbye.
Okay.
No, goodbye. Tell it now.
Okay, good. He might have been.
We ran off another guest.
We do?
You ran off another guest.
Yeah, that's right. He's a semi. He may have been Altamonted. He might have reached his patient, his limit.
No, I'm leaving. I got to go do a job.
Well, then you'll be back. So you'll tell us when you're back.
I'll be on. I have my earbuds on.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'll tell a quick story. Now that I can do it, I'm in the.
Yeah.
Car taken off. So yesterday, right, when Ion came in, I had my other grandson, Alex, and I was going to show him off to Ion because I thought Ion was coming in. And as soon as he got the phone, Bob started cussing everybody out, and Ion disappeared. And so I said to Alex, I said, he's ascended. And so then we had to go off and do our thing. So that was, I was trying to impress Alex with Ion,
Weren't you saying I was ascended, or were you saying that Ion was?
Yeah, I was saying Bob was ascended, and I just had to keep going because now I had to go do something else. And it was just a moment there. I had just an opportunity to introduce him to Ion so he could hear him live. And that was it.
He only heard 4 seconds or something.
And how old is your grandson, Denny?
I'm about 22.
Oh,
I've given him drops before. One grandson, they're both about the same age. One is autistic and the other one's free spirit.
Right. And the free spirit one, he heard only 4 seconds of Ion.
No, he heard 4 seconds of cussing.
By me.
Yeah, by you.
And well, you know, you may as well get it out of the way. The cussing.
He didn't care.
Right.
He didn't care one bit.
Well, what's good is that even though Matthew Rose here, he doesn't say anything, it's all just women here. Women, the only people that have any curiosity. I guess it's because they know they're taking over in some format, some way. And,
yep.
There's Leon's here. Leon's a good guy. He doesn't participate much, but mostly just women are interested in this.
I think everyone's interested, but not everyone wants to speak. And a lot of people are on their computers.
Yeah.
Because the recordings are clearer.
Yeah, and they're probably having a good time laughing at it all. Okay, so I will go and try to continue. We're ready? Ready to continue. Try to finish this up here. Where is it? Right there. So we're going to go from 4:30 to 4 minutes. The next little thing is 4 minutes long.
Mute.
Not yet. I have to do this first. 4:30.
Are we unitasking now, Bob?
Yes. I'm doing it, yeah, 4:30:56. Perfect, it's rated 48, so that won't take long. Okay. What's wrong?
The volume is down.
I blew that. No, the volume's up. Oh, the other part's fucked up. The sound. It's down in... Yeah, down in headphones. Oh, well, try it again.
1 minute's off.
Ooh. Gonna go for wheelies.
Okay, I'm muting now.
All participants are now muted.
Plug to show how impressive.
How you have gone all these years and not become pregnant is the most amazing thing to us.
What do you mean?
It's amazing.
Why would I get pregnant? I'm a male. How could I get pregnant?
Well, Bob, how does anything happen to you by default? You're just as good a candidate as someone with fallopian tubes as one who doesn't have fallopian tubes.
Yeah, I created everything so far by default, so why not do
by
that?
By default, but why not?
So I could...
And science says that males have babies, so we don't know.
I provided a website for people to email each other and talk to each other. I had no idea Ion was going to show up.
Someone else provided it.
Hey, listen, you saw me meet it. Someone else provided it? Oh, yeah, right, that's right. I didn't ask, I didn't invite you to come on, but you came in and emailed me and said, I'm ready to be activated. Like, you did that.
That's what you wanted.
Okay, good. So I did that.
You wanted it.
Ion, I did that. I asked JW...
You asked JW if it was okay to make a blog only for the people who have had readings.
Right.
Okay. Well, you said, what did JW say?
He said he didn't care.
Right. That's right. That's easy. That's fine. Okay. So now you made the rule. The rule was that this blog was for people who had had readings.
Yeah.
Okay. Guess what? Big boy, we've had every one of those readings that have been. So who better to participate in your blog that you made the goddamn rules about than the one who participated in not just one reading, in every one of the readings.
I got your point. So you joined
in. And the amazing thing that you're trying to qualify here is that everyone equally, if they make a post, everyone equally gets a response every time.
Did I say that?
Oh, we just told you.
Yeah, you
haven't looked at the blog, so you wouldn't know.
you made a rule for yourself that anybody who posts, you would respond.
No. We knew because everyone is equal.
Yeah, and so what did you know? What did you know?
Well, everyone is equal.
Yeah, what did you know?
Well, because everyone is equal, one is as valid to receive a response as all.
Right, so what was the statement you made a minute ago? You said we vowed to answer everybody? Is that what you're...
We didn't bow.
I made some noise. I'm going to rewind it a minute because that was irritating my... So, Ed, I'm going back a minute or so when you edit this.
Okay. Well, you said, what did JW say?
He said he didn't care.
Right. That's right. That's easy. That's fine. Okay. So now you made the rule. The rule was that this blog was for people who had had readings.
Yeah.
Okay. Guess what, big boy? We've had every one of those readings that have been. So who better to participate in your blog that you made the goddamn rules about than the one who participated in not just one reading, in every one of the readings?
I got your point. So you joined
me. The amazing thing that you're trying to qualify here is that everyone equally, if they make a post, everyone equally gets a response every time.
Did I say that?
No, we just told you. But you haven't looked at the block. Yeah. You wouldn't know.
you made a rule for yourself that anybody opposed you would respond.
No. We knew because everyone is equal.
Yeah, and so what did you know?
Well, because everyone is equal, one is as valid to receive a response as all.
Right, so what was the statement you made a minute ago? You said we bowed to answer everybody? Is that what you're...
We didn't bow to do anything. We just said that since everyone is equal, and you made the rule that if they're going to post on your blog, that they're good enough to have a response from us. And so far they have.
They have what?
Received an individual response from us.
That's great. I appreciate it. So I didn't think much of whether I was doing it. And when you joined up, I thought that was great. And then I was very impressed. I said, this is significant. Non-physical's posting here. This is significant. Non-physical's posting. So I tell everybody how significant it is. And the majority are saying they're just people, oh, no, this is just not, it's not a big deal for them.
So I temporarily stopped it. Move it up to 40. Are you asking me? So what were you laughing about? What was Ian? He was irritated by something.
I can't remember.
Anybody remember what Carol was laughing at? I'll unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
See that people weren't excited when they did get an answer?
Hear that, Carol?
That wasn't it.
It wasn't. I just heard a bit of it when we replayed it. Ian was mad at me for not knowing what was going on.
I remember when she laughed.
You remember when Karen laughed?
Yeah, this is Allison. I was listening with my earbud. We're home now, but it was funny. It was like you didn't get it that you created it. You know that you. Oh, I know. Maybe was it that when they said and you said it's only open for people who've had readings.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
I
had every reading.
Yeah. And Ian's like, I've had every fucking reading that's ever been happened, you know, that's ever happened, because I've been at every one.
I'm screwed up here. What did I do? Shit. Okay, what's this you're saying? Who claimed they had every reading?
Ian.
So what was the issue?
So why shouldn't he be allowed to be on the...
He said he had every reading.
Well, you were surprised. You were surprised, you know, and he's like, why would you be surprised? I've had every fucking reading that ever was with all these people you opened it up to.
That's right. Now, where were we? We're fucked up. I think I miscalculated.
4:40.
Nah, shit. Wait, how come I'm up at 4:35? That didn't make sense. If I go back to 4:30, 56, and you guys tell me whether this is familiar.
Plug to show how impressive.
How you have gone all these years and not become pregnant is the most amazing thing to us.
What do you mean?
It is amazing.
Why would
That's
I get
way back to the beginning?
Yeah, so we did that one. So 40 is 434.17.
I thought it was 440.
See if you recognize this.
Are people's private messages?
Since you're the creator, wouldn't you know that before by default?
Yeah, no, I don't know where I would go. I don't know where I would go.
Right, exactly. That's sort of right. You know, it's kind of fun. So
I'm going to the administration zone.
Where so then,
that?
Therefore...
So that, we heard that.
Yeah.
But then I didn't go all the way to 4, I stopped at 435. So we got to do that one over. Erase what...
So was this forum very private? Is that what this is all about?
No, it was your blog, Rob. You're the one who sponsored it, and we did it on your plate, so that's a silly question.
Talking about
well,
you,
I think what I actually meant was when I joined the forum, I kind of read the instructions, and it said, do not talk about what happened. It's like Fight Club, you know. Don't talk about what happens in this forum. Is that the point that you're making? Or?
All participants are now muted. All participants are now muted.
Statement you made a minute ago. You said we would.
Everyone is equal.
Yeah. And so, what did you know? What did you know?
Well, because everyone is.
I'm waiting for it to get in position.
You also should be able to pull up, since you are the administrator, to see how many other private messages and private emails have come through your block.
Is that right?
Oh, is that right?
I wonder how one can see those. You mean I can read other people's private messages?
Since you're the creator, wouldn't you know that before by default?
Yeah, no, I don't know where I would go.
Right, exactly. That's sort of right. You know, it's kind of fun. So
I'm going to the administration zone.
Therefore, this blog, like every other creation in your life, you didn't know, you didn't have a clue, it just showed up, and you're not even looking at it, and yet you're having to spend all day now defending it when you haven't even looked at yourself. It may be a piece of shit, but you're talking people into it when you hadn't even looked to see what it is.
I looked at a few at the beginning. I got the point. I got it first. I said, wow, I'm here. I understand that. I don't need anything else.
Oh, good. See, there you go. Because let's go to the beach. It's all good.
Now, how can I find that private message settings? No, it's not obvious. I'd have to ask Steve if that's even possible. Okay.
Right. Another human creator will have to walk you through it.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know now. Okay,
and then when you can't see it, he'll get fed up and just make a copy and email it to you. You know, all you have to do is hit the button and see what those are and scroll them out too.
So what's going on in the private message? They must be saying, "Wow, Ion is here." Is that what they're saying?
Well, I don't. Well, it's up. It depends on how your phone calls go tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, how?
I'm mad. I got a private email from Ion, and he told me stuff that I didn't think.
Oh, wait a minute. You're saying that you're sending people private messages?
Absolutely, Bob.
Wow. That's incredible. You're saying.
They get welcomed. They get little tidbits of things going on. They get little dynamics.
They get comments made about me, how Bob created this, but he has no idea. Don't expect him to be around. You talk about that.
No. We talk about Bob and Everett Land. And we send little YouTube about things that apply to Bob.
Wow, that's incredible.
But if you look,
does anybody say on the pop in the public part, hey, I'm getting all this private message from Ion? Does anybody say that?
You can look for yourself.
Yeah, okay.
No. You can have the creator of your blog check it out for you.
Okay.
Okay, we're just moving along here.
Participants are now unmuted.
In that last bit, did you recognize the repeat? Anybody recognize that some of what you just heard we heard before?
Yes. We did?
And then the business about Ion sending private messages to people, that was new. So you've rolled into the new part.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Yeah. What did you say, Carolyn?
You rolled into a new part.
Right.
So you're good.
That's what I had stopped. Okay, before. So we only got two more sections or so. So everybody's okay about that. Says we got 16 people.
It was freaking hilarious. It is absolutely
laughing his head off.
Yeah. That was interesting that I told you this morning that I had gotten in my regular email a notification from Zoop saying a new private message has arrived. But then when I went there, there was no message, and it never came.
Wendy, is your box, pardon the expression, is your box full?
No, because I got yours, Allison, today. after that, your name. And but I got two separate notifications, so there's my box is fine. What's worse than a cardboard box? Paper tits.
I didn't know there was a maximum until I looked one time, because it said you had a new private message, and I went and there wasn't anything there. And then it showed you had 50 in there, and you can't. That's the most you can have. So I had to delete some before it would load. That's why I asked.
Yeah. And I didn't respond to you yet because I was waiting till tomorrow when I could use the phone. Because no one's allowed to use the phone here. So I could phone Sarah Courtney and we could set up for the Emerald tablets and get my toys.
You mean after your parents picked you up from the pajama party? when your parents pick you up and you go home and then drop off after the pajama party because we don't know what to do with ourselves.
Yes. Well, I'm so ragged and exhausted from just my small little bit of listening. I don't know how Bob's doing it.
I appreciated Carolyn saying every time, he's doing great. Because I knew he was, and then I would show up and I'd be like, wow, I'm really tired for this moment. And it felt like I was siphoning off of him.
Off of who?
Well, not siphoning is not the right word. It's the reverse. I felt like I had let my batteries... What?
Who you were siphoning off?
You, but it was more like I'd let my batteries go down and yours were still charged.
Yeah, Carolyn felt the same way. She thought she was really tired because somehow she was exhausted supporting me.
Sympathy fatigue.
Sympathy fatigue.
Yeah, exactly.
Carolyn, what are you telling people like the ice cream store girl when they haven't seen Bob in his regular spots and you're going to
No. I was already there already twice this week buying, I was stocking up on it. And what happened is today... yesterday, Carolyn ate my last one. So that's why she bought the pastry. And the pastry wasn't good enough, so she made up for it and went and bought one today for me. And
two! You made me buy two.
Buy two. And so she's interacting with the girl, but the girl knows that I've already been there, and she recognized by the order that she was connected to me. Carolyn was connected
so,
to me.
So, Carolyn, how many quarts of ice cream have been purchased since last Friday?
Eight.
Eight.
And no wonder she has to stare for Bob.
No wonder she asked to what?
No wonder she asked, are these for Bob?
Yes. No one buys quarts, really. I'm unique in that way. And nobody buys them as regularly as I do. I'm a legend at the store. You know?
Bobby is a legend everywhere he goes. It is unbelievable how he manages to do that. A legend at the beach, a legend at the store, a legend on Marty Dredd's boat, and that's about all he does.
Everywhere.
I've
conquered three.
You're missing him, Carolyn.
Yes, I haven't been on the beach, and it's going to be a week.
Oh, my gosh,
the whole island is wondering if you're okay.
Yeah. And it is sensitive. If I'm gone for a week, like when I went away, the girls, the cashiers, they say, whoa, we haven't seen you in a long time. They've been pining for me. They rely on my cheerful wave at them as they walk by every day. And I usually say something.
Talking about the cafe. Not glasses. Yeah. Because you know,
the Four Seasons canteen girls. And I always say something pretty well every other day. I say something absurd to them. Like, I'll walk by and I'll look and go, you're still fucking working here?
Well, that's why I suggest that you take a listen to When Something Is Wrong With My Baby. I can't remember who it's by.
We saw that being filmed, Carolyn. When Something's Wrong With My Baby. It was filmed right in front of the Grand Ole. Remember that? It's about a girl, the guy has another girlfriend and they get on the same Maui Island together, right?
Oh, yeah, the Jennifer Aniston one.
You got that?
The song I'm talking about.
Well, what's the song got to do with this?
She's talking about a song, not a movie.
Yeah, okay, so you actually mean...
The song entitled, When Something Is Wrong With My Baby.
And why would we...
And I think
it's
Aretha Franklin.
Why would we listen to that?
Because we all... We've been talking about
the people on the island that love you, and they might be wondering if something's wrong with you. And Carolyn got sleepy. Carolyn got sleepy because she might have thought something might be wrong with her baby. And the lyrics of the word are, when something is wrong with my baby, something is wrong with me. And if you know it, call it sympathetic.
Oh, okay. You just, it's a theme.
Yeah. Hey, the movie with Jennifer Aniston wasn't We're the Millers, is it? Do you remember?
I don't know the movie.
Oh, I don't know. It was
Aniston.
It was Aniston and the comedy guy.
Sudeikis?
She was his secretary, and they pretended to be married, you know, old cliche.
I know which one you mean. He was a dentist, or a plastic surgeon or something.
Dentist,
was
I think.
That?
Yeah.
I saw that. Was that at the Grand Ole?
Yeah. We watched the little hut being built, and then it was a cute little hut out on a promontory, and then they tore it down. But yeah, we watched.
But that's we got to talk to a black guy, and he was the inside guy who had just been working in the final shootings of Lost. So we actually met a guy who told us about Lost.
Right.
On this movie thing. So that was a nice find, because we talked to him for about an hour, and he told us all the ins and outs of his positioning, his gig, and his interaction with the stars, and what went on in Lost. So that was a luck for us. That was the only good reason to have them make a movie here.
Yeah, and he said he liked us better.
Right, and he fell in love with us too, you know. But the guy, he had just like 3 days before finished a week or two of Lost ending. He just come from Lost and the final Lost shooting, or Lost shooting.
Hmm.
Very timely.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Okay, so this is, we'll try to do the next part. So I'm at 4:52. This goes about 8 minutes. Hope you find it entertaining.
Mute?
Yes, mute.
All participants are now muted.
If you really want to have some fun, go to Ion versus JW WrestleMania 33.
Yeah, that looked like a good one.
Yeah, it was. we don't want you to have to do anything. Stone Perfect says, it seems that sometimes human emotion comes through in private readings or on shows when interacting with Ion. When, quote, speaking with Ion, comma, I wonder how much is Ion versus JW we get. 90-10 is Zone Perfect.
That's a good question.
And, yeah, and guess what we said?
Hey, it's a crapshoot for us, too.
Right.
Which would mean, now what's that mean? That means that you don't know
we
whether...
We don't know how much JW is and how much Ion is, because we've been saying since day one to merge them together to make them one.
Right.
Okay. And then Allison, if we're just engaging with ourselves, when we speak to non-physical, I can see how we could bring through emotion. But now you won't know anything about that.
No.
One of my favorites from Ion was the recipe for, was it fried catfish that they brought through the mouth-watering verbiage seemed like non-physical creating to me at first. Then I adjusted my hearing and heard a formula, not a creation. Long live fried catfish. Okay. Stay with it, Bob. Stay with it. Then we responded, very good. The quote, very good. The notice interaction is just that. You have a non-physical which rats you out to us, and we vomit sometimes. The wordy word back to y'all. Now, click on the boot tube.
Justin Wilson. There it is, Justin. Hush puppies. Okay, I don't want to. He's cooking. Great, good. I got it. The cookie.
And now, non-physical us not only told them about the verbiage, but then sent them to the place where they could watch it being done.
Wow, that's incredible.
With their eyebobs.
This is fabulous. Thanks for the recipe. Thank you, Justin. Love the name here. Very appropriate. Just in for your enjoyment. And as I have re-listened to some of the tailgates, especially the marathon, ouch, I was very aware that my non-physical was ratting me out, and I benefited immensely from the engagement. In love with NP. What's NP?
Non-physical.
And JW.
And then what did we say?
Us two, meaning you're in love with NP and JW, right?
Absolutely. There you go. That's fun.
So what's funny is that this is JW's non-physical speaking to us, known as I am, but JW has to sort of be out of it for it to happen. It's rather extreme, right?
Well, not after you get an emotion, it's not.
If you get an emotion, then it's not extreme. So how come JW can't channel Ion or have Ion coming through without having Ion come through? That's a puzzler for humans. Like, it's a good question. Right? How much is JW and how much is Ion?
Well, we told you it's a crapshoot for us too.
Yeah, you can't tell. So
after you do it for a while, then in the beginning of days, yes, there was a very clear distinction.
I see.
But once you start bringing them together, that's what we've been telling you. You notice the theme of that. You have a meat sack and a non-physical, and you want to get them together, knead them into a cohesive bond.
Yeah.
And not offend the labyrinth of your mind. But when that happens, that's when you're coming into your power. And that's part of the ascension process. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Once or so? Well, that ascension process is the one we're talking about that allows you to come into your power. And then what did we say? You, human creator, you can know everything. You can know all.
So, what's interesting is talking to JW, who he doesn't know much about what Ion says, but he got great enjoyment when I was reading him Ion's posts. Laugh. It was like he'd never heard what Ion said. I recognize the cliches and the retrievals of what Ion says on the radio, and that was great. So, but he doesn't hear Ion. He's seen file boxes, banker boxes, and pictures. He's not really, it's a more visual thing. He might catch a word or two, and then maybe after he wakes up, he remembers everything. But during it, he's not hearing it, it seems. So he found it incredible what Ion was saying, because it was the first time he heard it. Would you agree with me?
It was great fun.
Yeah, he would agree. He sees the boxers, the banker's boxes, and the files, and the pictures, but he's not really hearing what Ion's saying to us, correct?
Right.
He might get fragments of it. And so he found he couldn't believe what Ion was writing. He'd never heard Ion talking like that, and I was saying, no, he says this is the way he talks on the radio. So we kind of get, it was a crapshoot here, but it's sort of that JW, I'm right to say that it's the first time JW heard Ion when I read it to him today, right? Okay, good.
That's correct. And he won't recognize when you get down if you ever actually look at your thing. Maybe somebody will call you and force you to look at it. But under emergency exits, when Tina was making a big reference about French TSA, liberating the core of goodness, liberating your core of goodness, of how she is TSA. And then, of course, we go into, since they were going to play with that, we sort of went into pretty well flow of Il est né le divin enfant.
Yeah, you don't have to read it. I'm looking at it. What is that?
That's en français. Bon.
Yeah, but what is it saying?
It's a song that's not translated into English.
Oh, that's tremendous. So, yeah, people are definitely going to see that Ion is doing something that no human could do, so I think that's
good. They get proof. truth,
yeah.
And then they still wonder. That's what we keep saying when people want to pose.
Well, that's the thing, like, about we still, like I express that in extreme, keep wondering while we're doing it, but we don't want to stop at anything. It allows more creativity and contrast by keep wondering.
It does, but at the end of the day, it's not to show how separate we are.
Yeah.
It's to show you humans how you can connect. And if you can connect, then you too, we want the same for you. So that's the point. That's the deal. We say at the end of the day, meet Zach, non-physical language of mind, get over it, let's go. Come on, come on.
Yeah.
The power's coming, and if you don't hurry up and get yourself ready, you're going to have to transition to come back conditioned.
Conditioned, right? And that's by default, and that's not a problem. It's not a problem
now,
if you just lay up. You're
no, but it's so much more fun to get it this run.
Okay, good. I got it. I'm getting it.
Well,
and thank you, Ian.
So,
what?
You're so welcome, Bob. We still love to play with you.
I know. I thank you for manifesting the power of non-physical on my blog. I created it. That's great. Good enough for me, and more proof that I'm on the right track.
Okay, move it forward.
So all of you other blogs see if there are others simultaneously.
Okay, here we go.
The same time as my email was sent? Or do you mean those posted?
Same time with our response, you start noticing that things are happening at the exact same moment.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Any of them, that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. In other words, if I look closely and notice the times, Ion is responding at the same time to several threads. And you won't tell me, I ask you how it's done, you say, well, you did it, Bob, but, you know, what about the half of the conversation, which is you? How is it done? How does it look to you? Does it just suddenly all appear, the whole chunk of text just appears instantly?
Sure. The individual marvelous creators, they believe and know that most all of them, are especially the ones that are flowing with it, wanted to have an engagement with non-physical. And so therefore, especially those seem to be faster. The ones that want to engage, they get a response because it's a desire. Well, that's what non-physical does, is makes their desires in their middle kingdom.
Right.
Instantly. You would say it's pretty close, if not pretty close to instantly.
Right. Okay.
If you like, but if not, we can say that was fun and we won't mess up your blog, but it's up to you.
No. You're not messing up the blog. You're making it the most unique blog in the world.
Fine. Well, we thought so, but we just had to convince you.
Yeah, you did.
It's awesome. You don't believe anything I say. You know the Bible.
You don't believe anything you say.
I know.
We believe everything you say. You don't believe anything you say. So how possibly you going to convince us when we know you don't know?
Good. Okay, that's why you're laughing. Right. When I make a definite answer like, yeah, something, make a definite answer, you laugh because you know how what a liar I am. I don't even know
a
what
liar.
I just said.
Precisely. That's right.
Yeah, okay. I'm an idiot savant.
Very, very. It's great fun. It's great
fun. Very fun.
Keep poking. Shiny, shiny. Yeah. It'll all be well.
Thanks, Bruce.
Well, okay. Are you through with us now?
Yeah, I'm through. I'm withdrawing.
Good. Well, withdraw. It's on.
Okay, one more segment. Almost there.
You ain't telling us.
Oh my God.
Who's that?
Shit, I don't know. I thought that a damn computer, Bob.
Oh, what? You know what Ion said about that, JW?
What?
You're just doing this to confirm non-physical is posting on. You can't believe it, so you're just rubbing your face in it this way.
Oh my God. Guess what it is?
Zappa?
No. The Lindy. It's the Lindy.
Great.
Well, I guess I'll just let it go because I can't do nothing. It's unplugged. I've done everything but pull the battery out of it, so. It'll just have to go.
And you can't turn the volume down. Because it's off. The computer's turned off.
Well, the screen is on, but everything's off of it. And
yeah, so what is it running on? How could the point is that when that YouTube finishes, does the screen go black because there's nothing going on?
No. It just sort of is like it's frozen. But like when it's doing what it's doing right now, you can see it.
And then it's frozen.
And then it's frozen, and then a couple of times it'll, here and there, it'll like all this afternoon, it would just go start, and it'd be like, you know, it was Bethel Merman, it was some kind of chicken, Dixie chicken, it was, wait a minute, some crazy Spanish Bohemian Rhapsody. It was Last Resort. It was just lots and lots. Just lots and lots. Highway to Hell. There was, I think, a Zappa or something.
JW, it's, I guess a computer can go if it's not plugged in.
Well, it's the laptop, so it has a battery. But I was trying to let it run down. reset itself.
Right, so it's been going for hours. It should have run down. But you did say you turned off the wireless. Like, there's no, the kids can't get internet.
Right, because I had to. I knew if I pulled the Wi-Fi and what the internet that was coming in, that take care of it, and it didn't.
Right, and we're not just talking about being unplugged. All internet, whatever Wi-Fi beaming emanation radionics, whatever it is cut off.
Right, it's unplugged. Done.
So how do the kids do their homework if they don't have?
Done.
So how do the kids do their?
Okay, we finally finished that part. Where are we? Yeah. Change the sound. Okay.
All participants are now unmuted.
Pretty freaking freaky.
Good. You noticed something. You guys were listening and getting, like, the last section was, you know, Ion's gone and Jada was back, and his TV came on and you got to hear JW's confusion, right?
Yes.
Good. Sure. Well, you understand what's going on.
Ion said something interesting about if they don't come in their power, then they're going to go away, and then they'll have to come back and do it again, or something like that. Almost sounded...
Ion said that about the INETs. If they don't come in their power, I would go away and come back and they'd have to do it again? That's what you're saying.
I thought Ion said they will go away and come back and do it again. As in the INETs.
Yeah.
The people who can't handle the power croak and then come back and have to do it again. That's what it sounded like to me. I was going, well, that sounds like, kind of like reincarnation.
Well, remember, Greg, reincarnation is the same guy. He dies, he goes into the guff, and then... He disappears. That's what Ion used to say at the beginning. And then whatever's left over gets scooped up someday, somehow,
in
the mixture. And then there's no connection between... Yeah, no connection between the previous and the former. I mean, the later. But it does sound like there is a connection sometimes when he talks about it fast.
That's what I heard, yeah. But that makes sense, the drop in the ocean. The cup gets scooped out. And the essence of you is there, even if it's a drop.
Right? Yeah, you might have to wait millions of years, even though there's no time.
Sure.
But, you know, every one of you is going to have to interrogate, if you get access to Ion, to go into detail about it on a personal level so you can get your personal meanings about what you think it is.
Yeah, but Bob, do get it. You do get it now, don't you?
I don't know. No, I'd continue questioning.
I might be your apocalypse.
Why?
I don't know.
How could you be my apocalypse?
Well, it's the revealing.
No.
And there are so many
synchronicities.
Forget
that, Gene, hold on.
All right, stop then. Let me just talk, though.
Well, as long as you don't talk about yourself.
You created dupes, and you wrote the rules, and Ion followed your rules.
Yep, I guess,
and you're the same as we are. We're exactly the same. Because, hold on a second,
I insist none of us are the same. None of us are the
same.
Don't,
I know, but there's many levels, right? And you know more than we do.
Yeah.
But